And we continue to see a rise in violence against law enforcement. In the past 2 years, were sadly record years for line of duty deaths in law enforcement. Now, a lot of that had to do with the pandemic specifically, and those in law enforcement contracting COVID-19 while on duty. We're seeing that largely abate this year, though there have been some we've lost law enforcement to COVID, but we continue to see the violence rise. Through the end of last week, overall deaths by gunfire up 10%. We continue to see this problem. I mean, just last week alone, you had multiple ambushes that played out, including one that happened in Bristol, Connecticut, where you had two officers that were ambushed and killed. You had another one the next day in Las Vegas. It's a real issue that continues to grow. Here to talk about this, the National Police Association, Sergeant Betsy Smith. Sergeant Smith, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Brian. I sure appreciate it. We're in a real crisis here in law enforcement in so many ways, including the continued violent attacks on American law enforcement officers.
We have seen violence across the board seemingly rise. How much of what you're experiencing do you believe is targeted towards law enforcement professionals? How much of it is a byproduct of more violence in society generally?
That's a really good question. Let's look at Bristol, Connecticut. That absolutely was an ambush. The suspect called 911, reported a domestic dispute. It wasn't a domestic dispute at all. It was a way to lure officers in to attack them. And we had two officers murdered. The third officer was able to return fire and kill the suspect. We then had a Las Vegas officer who was shot and killed. Again, a domestic dispute. Mississippi police officer shot and killed on a traffic stop. And you're right. Part of this is the continued attacks on law enforcement, because for the last 2 years, really 2.5 years, American law enforcement has been vilified, has been lied about. It's not just calls to defund the police, but we are called racist. We are called violent. We have police officers taken out of the schools because activists say that police officers are the ones who are violent. So we have these, all this lying and vilification of law enforcement. Then you combined it with just a general increase in violent crime in the last 2 years. And of course, that's a recipe for disaster. We've had over 250, actually we're up to about 260 police officers shot in the line of duty, and at least 55 killed just by gunfire. It's a crisis.
Yeah, and the troubling thing is it's continuing to rise. As I mentioned, the, you know, even year over year numbers on these are still rising. What do you think an answer to this is?
Well, the answer is multifold. First of all, we need police leadership to stand up and loudly support their personnel. We also need the public. And you know what? We do polling. The National Police Association does polling. And we find with our polling, most people support American law enforcement. Most people are concerned with our safety. Most people want more police in their neighborhood, and they want them properly funded. But we have a media, and we have a political class, and we have activists that seemingly work together to vilify American law enforcement officers, to convince people that somehow American law enforcement is a problem. So what you have is people leaving police work. You know, we're in a retention crisis here where police officers are saying, you know what, I'm out. I'm going to go work another job. Or they leave areas, you know, like Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Seattle, Portland, LA, I could go on, for other more pro-police areas like rural areas or Florida, parts of Texas, Wyoming, North Dakota. And so we have a personnel crisis. You know, Chicago police officers, for example, have their days off canceled for weeks and weeks on end. So we have cops that are shorthanded, they're exhausted, and they're leaving, and we can't get new people, young people, to come and take their place. Again, it's a problem.
It's long been my biggest concern is what happens when good people no longer want to be in law enforcement, and you are articulating that concern. It is, it's very real. And you take a look at the byproduct of all of this. Plenty of evidence that shows where there have been punitive measures taken against law enforcement, whether it's a reduction in funding or simply, you know, not allowing law enforcement to conduct operations the way that perhaps those law enforcement feels most effective to serve their communities. Those who are hurt the most end up being minorities, those in inner cities, those that are most susceptible to and vulnerable to violence and to crime generally. Is that at all helping at this point? You know, there seemingly has been a quieting down of the defund movement, for example.
Well, yes, they have quieted down talking about it. But, you know, you have legislators like Cori Bush out of Missouri, the St. Louis area, who continues to shout about defund the police, even while she's spending $500,000 on her own personal security. So, you know, what we're seeing is safety is becoming very regional. For example, in my native Illinois, where I was a police officer for 29 years, what we are seeing is people are, you know, white wine drinking people, liberal women, suburban women who are very safe in their gated communities are talking about the Safety Act. They're trying to make sure that people have to pay no cash bond, that they don't get prosecuted as felons. And then in the inner city of Chicago, we have low income people very often of color who have to deal with the street gangs and the violent crime every day. There's such a disconnect in life experience. And so these suburban people who are safe are making it worse for the people in the city who actually have to deal with criminals. And we are seeing that all over the country. The people who are most vocal about defunding the police or reimagining police are, frankly, the people who don't have to worry about their own safety.
Yeah, Sergeant Smith, it's an issue with law enforcement ever being politicized, never should be. Well, may God bless you, those who serve. We certainly do appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it.